Hi, we're Tricontinental, and you're listening to
CKVS 93.7,
the voice of the Shoe Swap.
And I'm Richard Sevigny. Welcome to another edition of Live in the Shoe Swap. This week, we're enjoying a second helping of the award-winning multicultural musical buffet that is Tricontinental. Madagascar Slim, Bill Bourne, and Lester Quitzow are back with us this week with more music and tail spinning. Once again, I'd like to thank Ted Crouch for letting me participate in this concert at the Selmar Classic and Brian Coffey for capturing the audio.
So next song is, how are you guys doing? Oh man, nice to play here in this whole place. Yeah. I love Salmon Arm, I gotta say. Oh my God, I mean, there's a few places that are way up there. I mean, Salmon Arm is one of them, that's right. It's just like, how can you be so lucky to be around there? I grew up on a farm in Alberta, and you know, when I was 5 years old, I had to start doing the chores, helping with the chores. And right away, I got cold feet. Come November, December, January, February.
Maybe snow in June.
Anyway, years later, I moved back to the farm. My mom and dad weren't there, but we kept getting this newspaper in the mail, the Western Producer, which is a farm, grain farm, it's a farmer's newspaper. I mean, a newspaper. It's pretty extensive, fat and thick, and lots of information about all kinds of stuff. So one time I remember, I picked up, this is a few years back, I picked up the paper and I was looking, and there was this picture of a buffalo, a white buffalo calf, that was born in Wisconsin, 1989. I think it was like February or something, you know, in the middle of the early spring, March maybe. Anyway, this was a special buffalo. It turned out, not an albino, but a white buffalo with black skin and brown eyes and everything. And completely white, like the snow. Anyway, there was a prophecy amongst, you know, indigenous community especially, about this buffalo. And they'd been looking for it for quite a while, for quite a long, long time, since things kind of went wrong and stuff. Anyway, they saw this as a good sign that things are going to get better for everybody, everywhere on this beautiful planet. So, well, the next question is, what happened? But I know it doesn't look good sometimes. You got to be careful what you... You know what I mean? The news is a bit distorted. Here's the reason why. If you were living in the bush somewhere and your neighbor saw a big bear and you had kids playing in the woods, he would come right away and tell you, there's a big bear over there, you gotta watch out for your kids, eh? And that would make sense. So bad news travels fast, right? But the good news, you hardly ever hear anything about it. But think about 7 billion people, and most people on this planet live in a state of peace. There's some problems, and we just need to focus on that and all that. But anyway, the great thing is most, most people, but it seems like most people want to play music these days, especially the young people. I mean, it's astonishing the number of people that are playing music these days. It's so great to see. It's just nothing but good everywhere.
Nobody gets hurt playing
music. That's right. So I think things really are getting better. You know, if you start looking at not what only what's going wrong, but what's going right, what's going good. And, you know, there's a lot of good people in this world, man. Amazing.
All that so you can tune this guitar.
No, but it's a true story. Tuning the guitar. You know. I need to get some WD-40 for my chair. So this one's about the buffalo, the white buffalo. Yellow flowers in the sun they bloom. The meadowlark he sing a song. Peace in the air, love everywhere. To us such a place belongs. And look all around the world. Easy go the days. Talking about an age of happiness where man and animals play. There's a lonesome old buffalo roaming on the plains all alone. He doesn't have anybody, doesn't even have a home. He's standing quiet in the morning sun, shaggy head hanging low, but his dreams fly high as the sky. Right, you join him by and by, he knows. Where do you think we are going? Oh, where do you think this will lead? What are the things worth knowing? Satisfy every need. I stood upon the mountaintop, saw the river run into the sea. A long line of humanity was trying to get a boat to set them free. I saw a man with his family. His love for them was clean and true. He was searching in the trees for the river to take them to the home he knew. And I read a book that told me things that seemed to touch my soul. Living in the days of old. And he just pulled up stakes one day and left this old world behind. He didn't know where he was going. He didn't know what he would find. Where do you think we are going? Where do you feel this will lead? What are the things worth knowing to satisfy every need?
There's a lonesome old buffalo roaming on the plains all alone. He doesn't have anybody, doesn't even have a home. Oh, but the yellow flowers in the sun they bloom, meadowlark sing a song. Such a place belongs. Where do you think we are going? Where do you feel this will lead? What are the things worth knowing to satisfy our every need? Where do you think we are? What are the things worth knowing to satisfy our every need?
Make it sound so great.